welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and we are awaiting the arrival of Matthew Deagle, my oldest son. He did an amazing job with Persephone and Hades analogy a few weeks ago. In terms of what's going on, we have chosen nationalism over globalism. We have chosen Christianity over Satanism. We have chosen the people versus the elite. We have chosen a leader who's going to clean up drain the swamp, but also clean the latrine of Washington, D.C. We have chosen honesty rather than deceit. We have chosen openness rather than lies. And I'm real proud of our new elected government. We need to stand by them. Remember, they basically got delegated authority from us. We have elected them. And by the way, we also stand for those people who feel displaced. And they're, to be honest with you, they're misguided. All the protests across America, especially the young people, the millennials, they can feel jilted because Hillary Clinton did steal if you want to call the nomination of Bernie Sanders. But if you analyze Bernie, although he focused on some of the same problems, his solutions were harebrained. You can't just offer free education to people if you don't control costs. You can't offer free health care if you don't control the costs and build a new system. You can't build a country if you have an open border, because there is no country when you don't have a national border. You can't have a foreign policy when you don't have a military. You can't have a system or a nation when you just build so many rules and regulations that businesses here leave. You can't have a car factory building cars when workers' compensation costs are $12,000 more to build a car in Ohio than it is in Oshawa, Ontario, or Mexico. So, I want to challenge people out there to ask me specific questions, and all of our experts and myself will come on, and we will provide you solutions. I'm preparing a PowerPoint, which I'm going to give to Bart Goldberg, co-founder of A4M. It'll be sent to Dr. Ron Klatz. Bart is a personal friend over 30 years for Donald Trump, one of the founders of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And there are solutions, but you have to think way out of the box. In fact, the real problem is, we have to put people first. We have to put nations first. And by the way, once we set up a system that I'm recommending, and it's not going to completely replace it, you need to have a two-tier type system, one where we have competitive health insurance on the one hand, and number two, where you gradually grow this alternative system, which will be completely outside of the idea of malpractice, state licensure, and maintain the levels of training so people can work part-time, whether they're female doctors that want to have a family, or retirees. We want a system where people can laterally train and train up to become an expert in a specific healthcare field and prove competency. So, there are solutions to all our problems. We Americans are innovators. We have more than 90% of all the patents on Earth, which is why every year $200 billion in industrial espionage just by China alone, stealing our patents and then trying to upgrade them, just like the J-20 jet that the Chinese just recently showed off. And, of course, they're communist centrally controlled government doesn't have the allocation problems of our corrupt government, where they build one aeronautical part in one town as part of pork barreling. That needs to stop. We don't need pork barreling. We also need to take out the illegal money from elections. The way to do it is not to eliminate it. So if a rich person wants to contribute to, like, some major contributors to the Donald Trump party, to phone banks, etc., you have to have rules. And those rules, if they're violated, they need to have consequences of either major fines or even jail time. That's how you do it. You don't remove the money. You set rules for the money. And that will solve the problem. So I want people to understand that our American system is very, very adept. It's very adept at adapting to changes that can literally create a whole new kind of republic. We need also be aware that America has a capacity, which is probably what scares China and others, because they have a very centrally controlled a rigid system, and they try to pull out some of the positive things out of European or American systems to try to replicate them. But no country on earth can adapt as fast as America, and that includes Canada, Mexico, Europe, America. Now that we have all three houses, the presidency, Congress, and Senate, we're going to get things accomplished. America is going to be great again, and all we have to do is, literally, it's like taking the scabs off a wound and letting it heal with the sunlight and air. America's going to heal. It's going to heal, so young people that are worried about the cost of their education, we'll get those costs down so that they're doable and write-offable. We're going to do it so that people that are afraid of getting insurance will have systems set up so they don't have to worry about death panels or premiums or copays. We're going to have a system that controls the cost of getting a mortgage so people can own a home. we're going to allow businesses to be able to get credit so they can develop in their garage or as part of their projects in their small company new technologies that's going to change the world. And that will come out of America. America will be the center of this expansive new technology that's going to change the world. We also need to collaborate with other nations and smart people in China and elsewhere. We want to build high-speed rail. Why not take the people that invented the Bombardier high-speed rail system from Quebec, Canada, and have added 90 to 120 more kilometers per hour, and bring those scientists and technologists here? We also need to collaborate in space with Russia, China, and the European Space Agency on nearer space objects and the danger of galactic and solar events that could be very harmful to our world, including gravity waves from deep space from the approach of Nibiru, the red dwarf star that's causing galactic changes to our sun, solar output, an increase in volcanism and earthquakes on Earth caused by the release of nascent oxygen and hydrogen from ringwoodite and the deep mantle that drives literally all volcanism and earthquakes and periodically causes a lithospheric slip of the crust of the Earth every so many hundreds of thousands of years. So there are solutions, but the solutions come together like the coat of many colors, where we come together as a people. We come together to collaborate on projects like trying to reform Islam. Here in America, what we need to do is we need to make every Muslim sign a pledge that the Constitution comes first and they will not support Sharia law. And if they don't sign that pledge, they need to prepare to either leave the country on their own or be deported. We need to have a system set up so that we do have extreme vetting, so people can't get in the country and do terrorism. And we need a system to use metadata to track not only Muslims, but anybody who plans on doing terrorism, such as Black Lives Matter and Move On, that need to be banned. We need to have our Delta Force and so on literally reach across the globe to grab anybody, including George Soros, who'd be at the top of my list, to put him through a military tribunal, because it is a form of an act of war, what he's doing to our cities, like Portland, Oregon, where my oldest son, Matthew, lives, to create terrorism on American soil. It's not acceptable. George Soros isn't acceptable. His behavior is unacceptable. And the use of his money is a violation of the idea of functional democracies. He's trying to mold the world into his own image, which is a borderless world that the globalists make their playground. That's going to end. And what I think people should start to grasp is that, you know, the world needs a chance. The world needs a chance. So we can collaborate with each other on things like, for example, one of the comments that Ronald Reagan said, you know, if we had a major world challenge, this is after the fall of the wall, Berlin Wall, such as an alien invasion, something or an event coming from outside of the Earth that we had to come and collaborate together to survive, it would bring all the nation states together. Well, we do have those events. We have galactic and solar changes occurring to increase the risk of a coronal mass ejection or a kill shot. We have the danger of climate change, which is not due to CO2. It's due to gravity waves affecting volcanism, earthquakes, and the upper ionosphere. We're also doing meddlesome things that are danger to the planet by changing the upper atmosphere into a plasma. That's part of our U.S. Weapons system called the Second Level War Theater Air Defense. We are doing things that also, in the wrong hands, could be used as weapons of war. So a future administration that's not kind, such as Donald Trump's, might use our advanced weapon systems to make us impervious to missile attack and therefore crush other nations that won't fall into line. So we need to stay in constant repentance. This allows America to have the grace to start repenting, to show strength through greatness and grace, and to, you know, not be the doormat for other nations, make sure that they pay their fair share for defense, but not proliferate nuclear weapons. At the same time, we need to also make certain that we don't allow nuclear weapons in the hand of Muslim nations such as Afghanistan, which Ayub Khan got even during the Bush administration, and the spread to North Korea, which we could assist with China to completely remove the idea that North Korea should have nuclear weapons, or the idea of proliferation to say that they have to defend themselves and therefore become nuclear powers. This is extremely dangerous because the launch on command sequence narrow time period makes it much more likely that a nation such as India and Pakistan could launch within a 2-minute time window instead of a 20-minute, which we have with Russia. So there, it's a dangerous world if we let it be dangerous. It's a safe world if we are vigilant. And strength is one which is well-informed. So we should be using metadata on everyone, Facebook, Twitter, etc., not just for the NSA so they have prescient knowledge, but also to make certain that imams and mosques, people in their financial transactions aren't supporting terrorism, or that travel to even countries such as traveling to a specific city in Afghanistan that's known to train terrorists should be a means of immediate arrest on return to America. That kind of situation is easy to solve. All of the major, quote, lone wolf terrorism activities have all been tied directly to metadata which we could have stopped immediately, such as the Pulse nightclub bombings, the terrorism at the Mateen, issues in other places, and so on. Many of these are massaged because the masters of chaos are these globalist satanic secret agencies. We need to clean house inside our secret agencies. It's been known since the 70s that both Bill and Hillary Clinton were CIA operatives. The CIA and these secret agencies have taken over many of the operations inside our government, and they were trying to put further these agents back into power in the global corrupt channels of the federal government. And it puts the whole world in great danger, especially when there's a dialectic of conflict with Russia and China and other nations, and they're absolutely determined to use their prescient intelligence power of the no-such agency that even controls 3COM, the phone system for China, the Internet and all of its various aspects, and all the social media on the planet are all controlled by the no-such agency and the dark powers of majesty of evil of the U.S. and global government, which has already existed. It's not something that needs to be created. That agency was called Project Omega. It was completed, conceived in the 1930s in Nazi Germany and completed in 1982 by George Bush Sr. So people need to start grasping that the nature of the world we have only exists in evil if we are ignorant, or if we pretend that this is just a conspiracy theory and that evil has not just almost seized total absolute power in Hillary Clinton. I call the Hildebeest. And the Dragon Slayer has slain not only that dragon, but many other dragons. It's my feeling that when probably Rudy Giuliani becomes the Attorney General, he will most likely continue prosecutions against the Clinton Foundation. They've already moved hundreds of millions of dollars overseas. Mr. Obama, the foreign national, has actually moved and already bought a property of $5 million in Dubai. He also has a property, by the way, in Hawaii, too. But Obama is another, globalist surrogate, and he's acting very humble before Donald Trump because he doesn't want to be prosecuted, because the sitting president, when a new president comes in, has tremendous power, the new president coming in, to prosecute not only crimes during the administration, but after the administration when it's proven. For example, this 28 pages in the JASTA agreement to allow lawsuits against Saudi Arabia will come back and bite them, because it'll lead back to U.S. Space Command, Strategic Defense, Star Wars, and NORAD, and it'll show that 9/11 was an inside job, as Trump hinted before. We'll have further investigations to prove the birther issue of Barack Obama is real, that Barack Obama is a foreign national that came in here under the power of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who even invented his name and his connections, that the connections between Saudi Arabia, who billionaire funded the education of Barack Obama, who's, you can remember, his entire family were deep black ops, CIA. Barack Obama's family, his grandfather, CIA, his mother, an operative, etc. You have to understand that at the highest levels, the secret agencies have been running this government since the assassination of John F. Kennedy. So this is gone. There's no compromising. He's not sold out to anybody, Donald Trump. You're going to see him cleaning house, and it's going to be desperate. It'll be like going into an operating room and you have multiple abscesses and Douglas pouch and throughout the abdomen. We have to evacuate the very nasty smelling pus deep in the abdomen with suction. We need to lavage it out, and we need to pack it with sterile gauze and drains, etc., etc. It's going to be quite disgusting. And more and more revelations will be coming out in the next days, weeks, and months. The Hillary Clinton and the Bush kind of crime families, which are basically one group, are going to be fully exposed, including the issue of 9/11 will eventually come out, especially as lawsuits proceed against Saudi Arabia. And the king of Saudi Arabia has actually pointed this summer that, in fact, that's the situation. Matthew Deagle, are you there? Ah, no sign of him. I thought I heard somebody breathing. Maybe it's just Dan. My board up. So, yeah, we'll track Matthew down, and we'll see what his comments are about the election. I'm very proud of what's going to happen, but I really want to say, if we're flying a high-speed boat across the water and bouncing across at 76 knots, we have to be aware that if we don't keep our hand on the steering mechanism, if we don't watch where we're going, we're going to hit a wave and turn the boat over at high speed, and we're going to drown. So we need to be aware that there's some grave dangers occurring right now, and those dangers mean that people need to be vigilant. They need to also make sure that they tell their congressmen and senators to collaborate and cooperate with a positive agenda of the Trump agenda. We also need to pray for protection for Donald Trump and Mike Pence, because the insane number of assassination attempts, and to be honest with you, the intelligence community need to immediately arrest anybody who makes any kind of statement suggesting or even recommending assassination. They should be immediately arrested, and we should have a public list of their names so that we know who they are and where they are. And that would, not only the shunning, but the danger of being arrested would stop these maniacs from even hinting at the idea of hurting our newly elected president. That needs to happen almost immediately. Want to touch on some of the primary issues that I posted up yesterday, some new things we're doing. Today we have our final software coming in for our live stream, full studio software. That means we can do live conferences up to 10 different sites in the world simultaneously. There's up to 25 cameras here at this site and up to 10 cameras or more at 10 sites all over the world. That means we're going to be having live conferences on health issues, geopolitical, spiritual issues. You won't have to travel. You can actually just have a very small fee, be able to get access to that live stream feed. And we'll have lots of free conferences and free information available. Most of it will be free. And that means we'll be providing you with a lot more information. One of the things we want to do is have interaction, so this will also allow you to text specific questions or issues you want discussed in the conference live, and you can log in and actually watch it on any platform, any computer, iPad, iPhone, or any other platform you want anywhere on the planet. That'll be available today. And so over the weekend, I'll be getting that fully operational, and we'll be able to have that started. A couple of specials. We get our NutriSilver is flying off the shelves. We've had to remanufacture a lot more really quickly. That special is still on and free shipping. We have Allicin Med, which is 200 milligrams more Allicin, and it's free shipping. We've got Brain Power Vinpocetine for brain antioxidant, neuroprotective, cognitive, and memory issues. NutriDefense, my own personal formula, the most powerful viral blocking agent. By the way, I saw an ad out for someone trying to push various supplements for different things, whether it's a release of growth hormone and so on. We actually have two major growth hormone stimulants which are not comparable to the garbage other people are selling. We have microdose, which is actual 100 nanograms of actual growth hormone that acts as a homeopathic releaser in your brain. We also have Mountain Red Velvet, which has six hormones, including IGF-1 and the other growth hormones. So don't get anybody else's garbage. Get only Dr. Bill's NutriMeds. We have, of course, in the NutriDefense, superoxydismutase, the most powerful stimulant to natural killer cells, the ability to block the receptor binding domain for all viruses, and the ability to block the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses. It is just amazing. And block the Fenton reaction, which allows any pathogen to enter tissues, we can block that. We also have, of course, a lot of people requesting information about getting a QRMA or Metapathia. You can purchase those on time. Michelle is very flexible with that. Whether you purchase it over 6 months, and you can not only do tests on your family and have your test analysis free, but also you can charge for the test service. I ask people to do three things. Number one, you have to have them purchase a consultation and 2 units for a QRMA and 4 to 6 units for a Metapathia time first before they do the test. They need to fill in the 11-page wellness history form and attach all documents. Do not send physical documents or even a zip drive. Send them as an attachment or through, say, Google Drive or whatever, so it can get the Google Drive of all the files. And life support specials, vanilla, green tea supreme to boost your metabolism, and CardioVasc is always on special. We'll be back in a moment. Your questions are welcome. 800-313-9443.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com. And learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Next area I'd like to touch on is some news items in terms of what we're doing in terms of reviewing different issues. I will be getting Roger Stone on the program in the next week or so to discuss the post-election analysis. We'll be doing some videos over the weekend with Leo Lyon Zagami. We'll probably be able to track down Jim Fetzer as well and look at their analysis. We see the attempt by Obama to try to salvage his legacy. He did his legacy with basically a pen. So most of his executive orders are going to be struck. Number two, Obamacare was done in the first 2 years by exclusion by the Democrats. And what they did, unfortunately, is they did the exact wrong thing. You don't consult the foxes when you decide to build a hen house and have a back door so the foxes can get in and eat as many hens as they want to. Unfortunately, when you let banks of lawyers, big insurance, big pharma, and big medical write the bill, then you're going to have a system that's going to literally bilk the people for lots more money, provide lower services, and eventually cut the number of options available in these so-called networks through health exchanges, etc. So that was the wrong-headed thing to do. If Obama wanted to do it, he should have had his hand on the tiller more specifically in terms of exactly what policies and how you're going to implement them. The same way as they implemented the idea of putting a fence, if you want to call it, or a wall, whatever you want to call it. In some places, you can't put a wall up because you have to have access to the Rio Grande River in Mexico. The most important thing is to allow the border agents to do their job, have cybernetic control and even drones if necessary in order to interdict people that are coming across the border. Also, the people that are doing what we call workfare that are coming here to pick our fruit and do other things, Don't let them die in the desert trying to cross to get illegally into the country. Bring them in legally as workers and bring them back to their home country in air-conditioned buses with bottled water. This idea of work visas with proper tracking, and if need be, put an RFID tracker code tag on them so you know exactly where you are all at all hours. That would be a really good idea. I mean, why can't we do that? Why can't we have metadata on anybody that comes into the country so that we can be honest about the fact that we have Twitter, Facebook, and other tracking information on these people? See, one of the funny things that happened, the sheriff said she's going to leave the planet, and it shows a rocket that she wanted to go to Jupiter. This is a self-centered, narcissistic, insane person who was having a hissy fit like a bad two-year-old, when in fact Hollywood exists at the pleasure of the population to entertain us, but in fact what it tries to do is to control the state of consciousness of the population, to destroy the family, and to destroy the idea of the good elements of our constitutional republic that allow it to be safe place to grow families and power and business and have a nation that has its own borders and its own laws. So, you know, it says already in the Bible that at the time after Yeshua Jesus comes back, that all the nations will come down and celebrate on the Hebrew feast days, and that there will be, quote, no rain or no grace occur if they do not do that. Well, it has to be nation states. You can't have a world with borderless pseudo-nations that are run and controlled by globalists and figure you're going to have a safe world. You're not. You're going to have roving gangs. You'll have 2,000-plus city-states, super-cities, those dying giant super-cities run by gangs. It'll be a world of chaos. And that's not a world that you want to have in the future, especially with high technology that can wipe out life on Earth or can pollute or destroy the planet. And that pollution can come in many ways, from scalar radiation, from Wi-Fi networks and cell phones, to new scalar war technologies, to environmental pollution of nanotechnology that can get into people and into your genetics and cells with nanomachines. It's a dangerous world in which, you know, the unleashing of artificial intelligence without controls can cause destruction to the human race. And it's the unleashing of advanced nanorobotics that in the next 10 or 20 years will change the face of the planet and the idea of what an economy is and what jobs are. So, you know, the population really isn't ready to ask these questions. I'm ready to give you some issues. Here we go. Let's see. I guess apparently Matthew will be ready. So that's good news. Excellent. That's excellent. Okay. so let's, Dan, we'll call Matthew. We'll get him at the bottom of the hour in just a minute. We'll get his comments in the last half of this first hour. Very good. Because I want to hear what his analysis is. I think that on the symbological, astrological level, I would call the higher plane of consciousness level, a major shift change has occurred in the American psyche. A period of grace has come, and a chance for America to repent, to take care of our own citizens, to become strong again, and be an agent of good in the world instead of an agent of danger.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We did track down Matthew. Matthew, I'm sure you have a symbological, astrological, and group psychological analysis of the not only the riots, but the hysteria going on. I saw a little video clip of Miley Cyrus, a.k.a. and some of these movie stars, like Samuel L. Jackson, he says, I'm going to take, if that MF-er gets in, I'm going to take my black ass and go to South Africa. I think, let me help pay for your ticket, bud. And then Jared shows a picture on Drudge today, which I think is funny. It shows a multi-stage rocket. She said she's going to go to Jupiter. I'm thinking, I don't think it's habitable. So why the hysteria? Why this craziness? And why do we allow George Soros to fund MoveOn.org and Black Lives Matter? Why don't we just send Delta Force and grab his crazy aged carcass like the Baron Harkonnen of Dune and grab his ass and put him through a military tribunal, and if he's found guilty, execute the son of a bitch? Why? Why do we put up with this?
Well, Soros is a crazy old crone. He's a naive fool who believes in open borders. He believes in stopping terrorism by being nice to people instead of actually punishing them. He's he represents a collective of people who are just as stupid as him. I just look at most European countries right now, like Sweden or Germany.
Right.
And their attitude toward immigrants and refugees is totally insane. They're so steeped in PC. And look, this isn't just my opinion. In the DNC email, you can read where they refer to Angela Merkel as a stupid cow and refer to Germans as being dumb.
Yeah, but if they know that, they knew that Hillary Clinton was the U.S. version of Angela Merkel. And they knew, she even said, admitted herself, she couldn't vet these terrorists or people coming in from Syria. And yet they were going to bring them in, even if it was going to result in American death. I mean, this defies not only common sense, but decency.
Anybody who's protesting Trump right now needs to consider that Russia has stated that if Hillary Clinton had been elected, we would have been in World War III.
Right.
And furthermore, they need to think that Hillary Clinton, her own staffers were saying that Angela Merkel is a lunatic and that Germans are hopelessly steeped in PC. And then Here's Clinton coming in, basically saying she wants to do the same thing with open borders and 500,000 refugees, etc. Obviously, they're not thinking with their head on straight.
No, I think I would go beyond that, not thinking with their head straight. I think she's just evil. I met Hillary Clinton, and I can tell you the palpable, I call it the event horizon of evil, Hillary
protesting.
Clinton. It's not just
talking about these people who are...
Well, the people are protesting. They're like little automatons.
I'm saying that they're incredibly irrational.
And naive,
they're more upset about Republicans getting control of the House and Senate than they are about Hillary Clinton almost starting World War III. And then here we have the emotionalism is also significant because remember what I talked about before that the what this represents is the rape of Persephone or this kind of naive feminine mentality which is seduced by an evil masculine mentality. The election itself on both sides really was quite emotional. Lots of personal attacks, lots of backbiting, and then here we have after the election, the reaction is even more feminine, breaking down, crying, even childish, not just feminine, but childish. Going to these cry-ins at universities where they give them therapy dogs, a pet,
and Play-Doh
and crayon.
Oh, my gosh.
And, I mean...
Are they in preschool and having a separation anxiety attack because they're not near mommy? What's going on?
And then you see Chelsea Handler breaking down, crying, and all these other celebrities freaking out. I mean, come on, people. How old are these people?
And some of them, by the way, are comedians, so they should be tough enough. If you're a comedian, you need to be tough enough emotionally. You can handle being roasted or losing at times and realizing also that you're not the prescient super intelligence that
and,
you're
and
not
they're
always
saying
right.
They want... They're saying that they want to move to other countries. Like, she says, I really want to move to Spain right now. Like, come on. You want to move to Spain? Why Spain?
They probably already own a villa there, so just go to your villa. That's what I say.
And then she says, but her friends have told her she has to stay. Like, I mean, isn't this the mentality that they used to criticize Jews for having as well, where they would just go from one country to another whenever it was convenient and didn't have any loyalties? It seems like this mentality is now spread to everyone. Maybe it's because Jews are publicly saying this. You know, you have a bunch of Jewish celebrities publicly saying that they want to leave the U.S.
And yeah, but you have to. You have
in
to
response,
the...
a lot of non-Jewish celebrities join in on the on the Hebrew mentality of just abandoning your country when things aren't going the way you want them to.
Well, let's look at the elements of why the Khazarian Jews have maintained control. And I'm going to go way back. This is before King Balaam, so many centuries ago, decided that rather than turning Christian or Muslim or Jewish, they decided that they were going to become Jewish. Because the Jews at the time were the Babylonian Talmudic Jews that basically believed in the Talmud of Babylon. So they weren't like the ancient Hebrews at all. And the belief systems that of the apostate now Jews were virtually identical to the Khazarians, who are, by the way, the tribes of the Sultan.
Well, we don't have to get into the history.
Let me just say it for a minute, Matt, and then I'll let you. I want you to respond because I do have a big question in it. So the Khazarian Jews would attack the Silk Trail of all the caravans heading from, say, the primary place it hit from was Damascus, Syria, the oldest continuously lived city on earth. And our ancestors, my great-great-grandmother and grandfather, the Basha owned the largest caravan that went to China. For hundreds of years, their family did. Now, what that means is that the Khazarians were an insular group, and when they went to Spain and other nations, they got chucked out of many, many countries because they would make business deals. They weren't like the Christian churches and so on to talk about dogma or Jesus or whatever. Half of the talk in their synagogues was dealing with how are they going to put the screws to everybody else and how are they going to manipulate to have insider deals for only their own race. So they actually created a dialogue and included it in their theology that everybody else was a soulless dog and the only ones with real souls were, quote, Jews, which is not the word praiser, it was Jews at all. And that's why many, many nations over 1,000 years have turfed them out. It wasn't because they, quote, killed Jesus alone. It was because they were very insular, backdoor deals. The same thing goes on if you go to New York City now. We call it Jew York City. The Jews there, if you try to make deals with them, they're making backroom deals with their own buddies to put the screws to everybody else. Now, what does that mean? That means when the Jews basically set up Las Vegas, or they set up Hollywood, they incorporated the satanic, paganistic viewpoints and the insular idea that they're a super race into their business practices and the way that they implement their, quote, religious system. Because a religious system like Islam is primarily a geopolitical control system rather than a religion. Just like Walid Shabbat said, 86% of Islam is geopolitical control. So I wanted you to kind of take a spin on this because, like you mentioned about the Jews, their idea is, like with George Soros, they want to have a pure race of Jews, but everybody else be a mixed race of God knows what, and every other nation on earth is just a brown race, super race.
Well, created. Okay, there's a lot of things here, though.
So that they can actually have a borderless world where they're in control.
Yeah. Okay, so the Jews, the Hebrews themselves, were never a pure race. They're a mixture of different... Egypt itself.
They're a different race of tribes.
That's why they're cosmopolitan. Egypt was like the America of ancient times.
The Hebrews were the
outcast, kind of the scum or white trash or whatever you want to call them of ancient Egypt. They were, you know, they were a mixture of African, Middle Eastern, Persian. They were never a pure race. The idea of the Jews being a pure race is
we're not about Jews. We're talking about
mixed from the very beginning.
Yeah, but actually, there are two houses, Matt. Let me clarify this. There were the Ephraimic tribes that were from Europe. The tribe of Judah and the half-tribe of Benjamin. Okay, so, yeah, you're right.
Well, Judah's not the same thing as the Hebrews. Not the same thing.
But exactly.
Judah was a... That's something... This is all proven facts now, but you're not going to hear much about it because it doesn't agree with the mainstream interpretation of the Bible or the mainstream views on Jews or of Jews. But it's the facts. It's been proven beyond a reasonable doubt. Genetically, just look at their Y chromosomes. Jews have more diverse Y chromosomes than most other people in the Middle East, although the Middle East in general is quite mixed.
Right.
The Middle East in general was anciently a very mixed area because of it being a kind of crossroads of trade. Now, furthermore, though, the main thing here is, like, we don't have to get into whatever Khazar theories, stuff like that, is that the Hebrews or the Jews, and Hebrews in general, which is not just Jews, there's also Hebrews in Iran, for example,
right,
are, by definition, basically disloyal to every country on the planet. They have no national ties. This is partly where multiculturalism and anti-nationalism comes from, is the Hebrews, with their anti-national character, where they just go from one country to another with no loyalty. And now there are nationalistic Jews now, like Zionists, right? It's ironic people are always talking about the Zionists, because the Zionists are nationalist Jews that are not just going from one country to another. The majority of Jews in this country, however, are liberal and are very anti-nationalist, very disloyal to any country.
Right.
So it's no surprise that we see. And the other thing about the Jews, like you talk about scheming against other races or whatever. Well, in reality, as I said, the Jews aren't a race, first of all. They're a religion and a culture, a people from that religion. Secondly, most Jews have been bred to be naive by the religion. Just like any other religion, no matter what the founder of the religion taught, the overlords of the religion use it for political purposes and have intentionally made Jews, on average, naive and emotionalistic. That accounts for the vast majority of this behavior, naive emotionalism. Even George Soros, I think, is a naive emotionalist. Now, of course, there are the real, you know, saturnine people inside Judaism, just like in the Catholic Church, that are, you know, just bloodthirsty vampires or usurers and stuff like that. But that's a minority. And the way that those people are kept in power is by the naivety of the mass. Just like in Catholicism or any other religion or Islam, the evil parasites are kept in control by the fact that the average person doesn't think rationally and is childish.
Yeah, that's why when people are in a state of shock when they hear that the Vatican is
ceremonies to... You want to see a good analogy to the Jews, just look at Mormons here in the U.S. You've got Mitt Romney, who I think is a very evil person, who is a parasitical, vampiric person, and he's supported by a lot of Mormons because of their naivety, their childishness, and because of his supposed affiliation with their church. He's supposedly a bishop, just like the rabbis who are abusing little boys and the bankers who are starting wars and profiteering off them are being protected by Jews out of their naivety. You know, Trump's campaign mentioned George Soros, and some Jewish organizations claimed it was anti-Semitic. It's like saying that criticizing Mitt Romney is the same thing as wanting to bring back shoot Mormons on sight laws. It's not. It doesn't follow at all.
No, it doesn't. In other words, you have one bad guy who's manipulating the naivety of the
masses. You criticize a crazy person. Because you criticize a crazy person or a psychopath or whatever who just happens to belong to a certain culture or religion doesn't mean you're calling for pogroms.
Right.
Now, honestly, what these people have done all along is surround themselves in naive human shield that usually takes the bullets for them.
Right.
Part of how they survived all these pogroms and Holocaust and everything.
You think that's what Soros is doing now with the riots, right?
I think Soros, honestly, is a naive person. I think that ultimately what this was is I think that the Hebrews, the Jews, were the instrument of somebody else. And that somebody else was extremely cynical and extremely, you might say, evil.
Right.
this other group, I think, is what was posing as God, whatever you want to call it. It was just human beings that were abusing their occult knowledge and manipulating these people. I think that what we see right now, like the Rothschilds and Soros, the majority of them are naive people, very delusional, weak, childish people, just like believing the same stuff Hillary Clinton does. Look back over the past century, you see the Rothschilds supporting multiculturalism, borderless society, all sorts of impractical and illogical things that reveal a mentality of sheer emotionalism.
I told the pilot.
I don't think the Rothschilds themselves are largely per se like psychopathic people. I think in reality they are naive and delusional people.
Well, this is what you said a few weeks ago. I have a joke for you, Matt. Yeah. This is a pilot next door, Andy. And I told Andy, who's retired now, he's an American Airlines pilot. I said, Andy, you know, if Hillary Clinton was a pilot, she'd have a stick banging on the altimeter, although she could look out the window and see the ground coming up. These people adhere to their worldview.
I mean, you have to understand how... Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to understand how the system worked.
Right.
Where different religions were controlled by the secret society. whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Is that the is that you had the majority of people involved didn't know what they were really involved in and were dumb. They were chosen for being dumb, childish, naive, and obedient, which is why, which is what you, that's the reason why all the religions promote that. They promote being dumb and childish and obedient and ignorant and illogical and effeminate as well, emotionalistic. Because all heretical religions are based on this kind of secretive hierarchy leading up to who used to control them all.
It's the same thing in other words, so in other words, they're related to secret orders with a lot of porch, in a sense, people in the porch, like porch masons, all the way up to the secret orders receiving higher knowledge is what you're saying.
All the way up to those, to the cynical bastards in control, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's who you got.
Yeah, that's a very good analysis. Trump is going to break that up, isn't he?
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Hey, you've heard of HGH, right? Human growth hormone? Well, actually, it's very important because it affects the way we look and feel. Remember the name Seromax HGH, S-E-R-O-M-A-X. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor. Human growth hormone is known as a hormone produced by our anterior pituitary glands in the brain. As we grow older, those levels decline. And by age 40, nearly everyone is deficient in HGH. And many of the diseases we associate with aging can be traced to those declining levels of HGH. Thankfully, there's help. Visit SeromaxHGH.com and learn about Seromax HGH. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor containing specialized growth factors and nutrients scientifically shown to help increase the levels of HGH in your bloodstream. Plus, Seromax HGH has zero known negative side effects. Visit SeromaxHGH.com. SeromaxHGH.com. Get moving and join the growing list of satisfied customers who've discovered Seromax HGH.
The riots were particularly bad in Portland. You mentioned that they went out to about 8:30. There were several thousand people involved, and 27 got arrested.
Oh, no, they went on until early in the morning, like 2 in the morning.
Right, but they declared it a riot by 8:30.
They declared it a riot by 8:30. So it began as a so-called protest where they were marching, blocking the highway, about 2,000 of them. Eventually, by 8:30 last night, the police finally declared it a riot. After, in the past couple hours before that, they were smashing the windshields of cars at a Toyota dealership, and they were smashing, they were swinging baseball bats around. They had eventually brought out gas and flares. This is a group of about 1,000 to 2,000 people. And then what they did is they marched into one of the most affluent, well, one of the most developed areas of town, downtown, called the Pearl District. They were smashing the windows of random businesses, smashing the windows of baseball bats. So here we have these hooligans acting like they just lost an important soccer game or something, right? Like football hooligans.
Right.
And even though this is supposed to be a civil political election where...
Well, why didn't they declare it earlier as a riot and bring in things like tear gas, beanbag weapons, non-lethal weapon systems?
Well, they did bring the weapons in, but they didn't declare it a riot. They didn't declare it a riot until 8:30. I think because this is a very liberal city, and the mayor, Charlie Hales, is a Democrat. A lot of the people in control here are Democrats. So they were going to let them get out their emotion, they thought, with ignorance of the fact these people are just looking for an excuse to destroy things. A lot of them are anarchists.
Right.
So it was very foolish of them not to crack down on this immediately. They should do it next time this stuff happens. They need to stop it in its tracks immediately.
Right.
But they arrested 29 people who were engaged in violence and criminal activity. They were blasting over their megaphone that it's a Class C felony to engage in rioting. And it still didn't stop the crowd. They were chanting peaceful protest while they were swinging baseball bats around.
Right. Well, here's what I would have done different. Number one, I would have brought out immediately beanbag weapons and non-lethal weapon systems and immediately started cleaning
them up. They started using those around.
And I would have done that immediately. Secondly, I would have what we call sub-segmented the crowd. In other words, I then see how each segment behaved differently, and I'd gauge whatever systems you're going to use, whether it's LRAD cannon or high-speed, hose or beanbag weapons or whatever. And then I'd corral them into into vehicles and haul them away to the police station or civil defense. And we want them to know peaceful protest is fine. They can be angry. They can upset. They have cry-ins. But the idea of busting windows and cars and hurting people, there's been a number of people who have been beaten, including already since the election, some senior citizens that are Trump supporters beaten to death. You know?
Well, there was a guy who was beaten up and had his car stolen.
Right.
So obviously,
unacceptable. If you think we're going to put up with this, there, rioters, you're delusional.
I think protesting like this should be illegal. Period.
It should be illegal. Yeah, but you can blame the so-called Democratic mayor of Portland for letting this get out of hand. That's what happened.
Yep.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.